BBC News with Julie Candler. Another huge opposition rally is taking place in the Iranian capital Tehran to protest against the results of Friday's presidential election. State television in Iran is reporting the demonstration, but new restrictions mean foreign reporters are not allowed to cover unauthorized gatherings in the streets. John Lyne has the latest from Tehran.
Opposition supporters have been gathering, apparently spontaneously, around the offices of the main Iranian state broadcaster. Witnesses say it's another huge gathering. One eyewitness suggested it's even bigger than yesterday's massive rally. Earlier, government supporters staged their own demonstration in central Tehran. It's difficult to gauge, but it seemed much smaller and less enthusiastic than the opposition protests. The government body overseeing the elections, the Guardian Council, has offered at least a partial recount of the vote, but the opposition are suspicious. They say many votes have gone missing, and many of their supporters were denied the right to vote. They want a complete rerun of the election.
President Obama has described North Korea's missile and nuclear programs as a grave threat to the region and the world. At a joint news conference with the visiting South Korean President Lee Myung-bak, he said he would break the pattern whereby North Korea was rewarded with aid for provocative behavior. Mr. Obama said the U.S. and South Korea were united in their opposition to North Korean nuclear proliferation.
In the face of these threats and provocations, the people of the Republic of Korea have shown a steadiness and a resolve that has earned the respect of the United States and of the world. Today, President Lee and I reiterated our shared commitment to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We have reaffirmed the endurance of our alliance and America's commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea.
A court in Britain has refused to preserve the anonymity of a police officer who wrote an internet blog revealing confidential details about legal cases and his police work. The officer had tried to prevent the Times newspaper from revealing his identity, but the judge said it was legitimate for the public to be told who was choosing to make serious criticisms of police activities. More than 36,000 stray and pet dogs have been killed in a city in northwest China in a campaign to eradicate rabies. Officials in Hanzhong in Shaanxi province began the slaughter last month in response to a rabies outbreak which has killed 12 people. Abby Maudsley has more.
Officials say they had to take urgent action to bring the disease under control. Most of the city's dogs have been vaccinated, but thousands have also been killed, often clubbed to death with sticks. Animal rights groups in and outside of China have expressed concern over the cull, and it's been hotly criticized by Chinese internet users, angered and upset at images of battered dogs posted online.
World News from the BBC. The Prime Minister of Peru, Yehudi Simon, says he will resign in the next few weeks because of the crisis over the rights of indigenous people in Amazon rainforests. Mr. Simon said he would remain in office until the situation had calmed down. Earlier this month, more than 30 people were killed when police tried to remove roadblocks erected by indigenous Indians protesting against controversial laws on development in the Amazon. The British government has announced plans to upgrade the country's digital infrastructure to make sure all sections of society benefit from it. The cost will be met by a monthly levy on fixed telephone lines. The government also confirmed that the licence fee paid by people in Britain to finance the BBC might be shared with other broadcasters to pay for local news services and possibly children's programmes. Torin Douglas has the details.
The report sets out far-reaching plans to upgrade Britain's digital infrastructure and ensure all sections of society share in the benefits. A basic broadband service, able to show video online, will be extended to all areas, and much faster broadband made widely available. Unlawful file sharing of music and videos will be curbed first with written warnings and then by reducing or suspending internet access for repeat infringers.
Yemen is offering a reward for information that could lead to the capture of kidnappers believed to have killed at least three foreign hostages. The governor of the region in North Yemen, where the hostages were seized, has offered $25,000. There's still uncertainty about the fate of six other foreigners, which include three children. Officials in Indonesia say they fear there's little hope for more than 30 miners who remain buried underground after a gas explosion in a coal mine in West Sumatra. 9 people died in the blast. 32 others remain trapped deep below the surface without access to ventilation or safety equipment. BBC News.